KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Mostly cloudy skies in Atlantic and 20 degrees at 8 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. We're looking forward to be mostly cloudy here today with temperatures nearly steady in the low 20s. News is brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. A monthly survey of business leaders and supply managers in 9 Midwestern states, including Iowa, indicates the region can expect slow economic growth over the next 3 to 6 months. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss oversees the survey.
Much like the nation, the mid-America economy is just not growing. Manufacturing is actually pulling back. The overall economy in the first quarter and the second quarter of this year, I expect growth to be anemic at best.
And the Mid-America Business Condition Index increased to 53.2 in January, up from 49.5 in December. The index ranges from 0 to 100, with 50 considered growth neutral. Goss said few business owners plan to boost employment, and the drought and a decline in new export orders are mostly to blame.
New export orders were horrible, very bad, dropping off the table, I'll say. Then, of course, for this part of the country, you've got the drought, and still the lingering impacts of the drought, which, of course, affects the farm sector, but it affects those businesses that sell to the farm. And there is where we're seeing the negative impacts.
And the export orders are down across nearly all of the Midwestern states, according to Goss, because of global economic weakness.
And, of course, what that's meant is just not buying our products, our manufactured goods, and some of our non-manufactured goods. And, of course, that's hitting the states that we're surveying, almost all of them. Iowa is a bit stronger. In fact, Iowa numbers the regional high for Iowa. So Iowa's a little different, and I'm not sure what accounts for that.
In addition to Iowa, Goss's survey covers Arkansas, Kansas, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, and South Dakota. News time is 8:02.
Tax season is here, and what's a better word to hear when you have Uncle Sam raiding your bank account than the word free? That's right, I said free. The TV Store, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer, is making it easy to pay those government dues and still get a brand new smartphone. From the Droid Razr by Motorola or the Droid Incredible 4G LTE by HTC, there's several options for free or free after mail-in rebate debit card. Phones with a new 2-year contract agreement. You can have the power of the internet, navigation, even mobile hotspot in your hands with absolutely no upfront cost. With the ever unpredictable economy, all of us here at the TV Store, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer, want to take the stress out of getting your hands on that new smartphone. So come into the TV Store, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer today at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or give us a call at 243-3032. Activation, upgrade, early termination fee, and other fees apply. Coverage details at vzw.com.
The frenzied pace of farmland sales has slowed at the start of the year amid uncertainty about the drought. Fred Grader, who owns Benchmark Agribusiness, said that between Labor Day and the end of 2012, about 100 farmland operations were held in North Iowa. Grader says he's only aware of 7 so far this year. He says he thinks the market is catching its breath. The fast pace of sales last fall was boosted by worries about possible tax law changes, low interest rates, and high farmland values. The average value of Iowa farmland rose 24% to $8,300 an acre at the end of last year. Some farmland near Mason City sold for $15,540 an acre last year, and that set a county record. Two young Republican farmers who serve in the Iowa legislature are trying to make it more appealing for retiring farmers to lease their land to beginners. New Hartford Representative Pat Grassley and Wilton Representative Bobby Kaufman have introduced a bill that would expand the current tax credit program to beginning farmers who legislators say need incentives to compete with bigger farmers for land. The state now provides $6 million in tax credits to retiring farmers who lease their land to beginners. The bill would double that amount, offering tax breaks for beginners who add livestock or machinery that increase the value of land they lease. About 1,135 farmers have received the tax breaks since the Iowa Agriculture Development Authority started the program in 2007. Young people in Iowa who entered the country illegally but have been granted temporary residency through a presidential order are getting work permits and driver's licenses, but questions remain about their access to in-state tuition at public universities and community colleges. Some Democrats in the state Senate want to clear up any confusion. They have introduced legislation that would ensure in-state tuition at community colleges and state universities for students who are accepted, meet residency requirements, and commit to trying to pursue legal citizenship. Bill's sponsor, Senator Joe Bolcom of Iowa City, said this would help develop a trained workforce in the state. A previous attempt to pass a similar law in Iowa failed in 2004, and this bill likely would face trouble in the House. The Johnston School District is going back to the voters with a $41 million bond issue that's somewhat smaller than the one that they rejected last fall. The Des Moines Register reports the school board unanimously backed the plan for a June 25th vote on the new bond issue, which voters rejected in September at $51 million. The bond issue would help to pay for a new high school in Johnston and renovations to convert an existing middle school to an elementary school and preschool. Superintendent Clay Guthmiller held a series of meetings last fall to learn why voters rejected the bond issue. Backers of the bond issue believe the reason the previous plan failed is that the district officials didn't do a good job of explaining how the plan was developed. Nominations are now being taken for this year's Iowa Character Awards. Amy Schmidt, spokeswoman for Character Counts in Iowa, says it's important to recognize our community leaders as well as people behind the scenes who exhibit the six pillars of character.
There's tons of Iowans out there, so we just want to make sure that we take just a second to think about the people in our lives that show good character and make a very worthy nomination.
There are certain guidelines Iowans should follow as you make your nominations.
We look for people who follow the six pillars of character: trustworthiness, respect, responsibility, fairness, caring, and citizenship. We also look for people who do work in their community, who stand up for what they believe, and do their best work.
This will be the eighth year for what's now an annual statewide awards tradition.
If you'd like to nominate either an individual or an organization, you head to our website at charactercountsiniowa.org, and under recognition, you'll find the Iowa Character Awards. You can read through all the categories. You can read through the information, and then very easily just click on Submit a Nomination.
The deadline for the entries is May the 14th. The winners will be recognized at the Iowa Character Awards dinner this August in West Des Moines. Elsewhere in state news this morning, authorities have released the name of a woman who died in a fire that heavily damaged a home she shared with her mother in Oskaloosa. The fire was reported a little before 4 a.m. Thursday. Officials say the woman's mother fled to safety, but her daughter could not. She had a physical disability that required the use of a wheelchair. The victim was identified as Kathy Edgington. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Residents of a small north central Iowa town spent most of yesterday without power or water after a fire damaged utility wires and destroyed two buildings. The town water tower was drained at Missouri as firefighters battled the fire early Sunday morning. And officials in the community could not refill the town's water tower because there was no power. Missouri residents were asked not to use any water for most of Sunday. Power and water service was restored, though, by Sunday evening. Two buildings that were destroyed in the fire were vacant, and the cause of the fire is under investigation. Authorities say about 1,000 pigs died in a fire at an eastern Iowa hog confinement operation Friday afternoon. The fire was reported around 1 p.m. Friday at Mippa Hog Farms, about 10 miles west of Columbus Junction. There were no human injuries. The operation includes eight connected buildings spread over 20 acres. By the time firefighters arrived, two farrowing houses were fully engulfed. Officials say 500 to 600 pigs were killed, and they were sows. The rest were piglets. The cause of that fire is under investigation. An Independence police officer who had an expired driver's license when his cruiser struck a woman's car is being sued. The Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier reports the city hired a Waterloo lawyer to defend Officer David Winger. Winger is being sued by Charity Weinschenk. She said Winger was negligent when his cruiser crashed into her Jeep in July of 2011. Weinschenk says that Winger didn't have his lights or sirens on, but ran a red light. Councilman Dennis Vaughn said the city will defend Winger in the lawsuit. Vaughn says he thinks Winger clearly screwed up and got caught in the situation. In the past, Winger has been involved in controversy. More than 100 people demanded his resignation in 2008, but the city attorney cleared him of any wrongdoing. Taking a look at our world headlines at this hour, President Obama will look from support or fourth support, that is, for the public and law enforcement community today when he visits Minneapolis to push for his gun control proposals. Obama faces a tough fight on Capitol Hill when it comes to a ban on assault weapons and universal background checks for gun buyers. Minnesota recently has taken steps to tackle gun violence, including a push for stricter background checks. Today, New York says goodbye to former Mayor Ed Koch, who died Friday of congestive heart failure at the age of 88. A funeral service will be held at Manhattan's Temple Emmanuel. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg will speak, and former President Bill Clinton will also be in attendance. Iraqi officials say at least 21 people have been killed in a suicide attack today north of Baghdad. Police say the bomber detonated his explosives belt in a group of pro-government militiamen who were gathering outside one of their headquarters to collect their pay. Iraqi soldiers are also among the dead. Another 44 people were wounded. And for the first time since her numerous surgeries, a Pakistani girl who was shot by the Taliban is being seen and heard on video. 15-year-old Malala Yousafzai says that she's getting better day by day. The video was released just hours after doctors at a London hospital said they successfully operated to reconstruct the teen's skull and restore her hearing. Yousafzai drew the world's attention when she was shot by Taliban militants in October on a school bus in Pakistan after angering the Taliban by promoting education for young females. News time is 8:11.
Hey, Cody, do you know what time it is?
Yes, Jesse, it's the time for love.
Exactly, and with the new Hopper with Sling from your authorized dish retailer, the TV store, you can adore watching all your favorite shows in high definition.
Yeah, and don't forget how much you will love using Dish Anywhere, which allows you to access your Dish programming through your internet service on your smartphone, tablet, or computer.
So you can watch all your favorite shows whenever, wherever. And the best part? It's at no additional cost to you. Plus, you get high definition and recording capability on every TV in the house.
Being able to watch Dish programming from your mobile devices at no extra cost, man, I think I really am in love.
Well, what's not to love with the brand new Hopper with Sling from your authorized Dish retailer, the TV store, 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or call 243-3032. Limited time offer, 24-month agreement, and credit qualification required. Dish Anywhere requires broadband internet. Restrictions apply. Call for deep.
In the funeral announcements, Nadine Greiner, age 89, of Ames and formerly of Harlan, died Thursday in Ames. Services for Nadine Greiner will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Elva Colvin, age 97, of Oakland, died Friday at the Oakland Manor. Graveside services for Elva Colvin will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Oaklawn Cemetery in Oakland. Rican Veith Funeral Home in Oakland is in charge of the arrangements. Robert W. Pierce, age 85, of Panora, died Saturday at Lakeside Village in Panora. Services for Robert W. Pierce will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the St. Cecilia Catholic Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora is in charge of the arrangements. Billy Marples, age 62, of Elkhorn, died Thursday. Services for Billy Marples will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Elkhorn. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Donald Madsen, age 80, of Atlantic and formerly of Kimmelton, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Don Madsen will be held tomorrow at 1:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has the arrangements. Gregory Edwards, age 58, of Adair, died Friday. Services for Greg Edwards will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair has the arrangements. And Orville Bernard Rocker, age 82, of Harlan, died Friday. A massive Christian burial service for Orville Rocker will be held Wednesday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.